Well, the Lord be with you. Well, today we're going to take a break from our series on the life of Moses, and I'm going to share with you a short devotional message on justice today. And so I'll be reading out of Psalm 82, if you'd like to turn there with me. And would you all please rise for the reading of God's Word today? Psalm 82 is entitled, A Plea for Justice, a Psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. You may be seated. So in this psalm, we see that this is written by Asaph, and this person was one of the lead musicians of the time of King David. And in this psalm, he is frustrated and he is crying out to the Lord because he looks at the people of Israel and he sees the rulers and the judges of the people of Israel, and he is crying out in frustration from the fact that he is seeing so much injustice that is happening around the people. The people of God who have been given the great opportunity, the great responsibility to represent God to the people, they are actually taking advantage of the needy, of the people that are disenfranchised, the ones that are being taken advantage of. And so what we see then in this psalm, in the first verse and the eighth verse, we see first off that it sets up the scene where Asaph is describing God in the presence of this group of the mighty, which would be these human Israelite leaders or rulers. And then from the rest of the psalm, we see God addressing these individuals. And then the final verse is the cry, the plea of Asaph, that he says, God, please come and judge and bring justice to the world, to all of the nations. So what can we take from this psalm? Well, the first thing that I'd like to share with you is that we live in a world of injustice. Since the fall of mankind from the garden, we see that the entire world has been corrupted. Our relationships with God have been severed. Our relationships with one another have been severed. And our relationships with creation have been severed. And because of that, we see an ongoing list of injustices. We see human trafficking. We see sex trafficking. We see slavery, exploitation, disenfranchisement, abortions on demand, racial riots, political wars, greed, and the list goes on. Because of the fall of man, we continue to see all of these great atrocities happening throughout our world. And it also reminds us of what Ephesians 6:12 says, that this is more than just a physical battle. Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is a reminder for us that these things that we're seeing in our world, all of this injustice that we are seeing, this is supernatural. This is being motivated by a kingdom of darkness in which we all as individuals must choose which group we will advocate for, which group we are going to combat. You can either be the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of darkness, because we are engaged in a cosmic spiritual battle. And sometimes I think we forget about that when we come to church on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday evening or go to a small group. A lot of times when we come to church, we think about it as all right, how can I learn one moral lesson for this week and just add to my moral bank just one more point, right? We're trying to just get a little bit better than we were last week. And it's good that we want to improve. We want to strive for Christ's righteousness, right? We want to seek His kingdom and His glory. However, if all we are focused on is self, then we are going to see what we see in this world continue to spread. If we continue to just focus on, okay, I'm going to just try to be a little bit better this week, but we don't combat the things that are happening in this world, we're going to continue to see all of this evil wickedness happening. So therefore, as we recognize this cosmic spiritual battle in a world of injustice, we as Christians are called to combat. We are called to war and fight against the atrocities that we see in this world. Because as God's representatives, we are called to promote justice. That's the issue in Psalm 82. The ones who were given the right to rule and to judge, the ones who were expected to represent God to the people of Israel, they were taking advantage of their people. They were not living to the standard that God had given them. And think about that. We all have that same great responsibility if you are in Christ. If you are born again, if you are a Christian, you are calling yourself Christ-like. That's what Christian means, that you are a follower of Christ. So if you are saying, I am a follower of Jesus Christ, but you are living in a way that promotes injustice, you are perverting His name. You are dishonoring your Lord. You're dishonoring your Savior. And that is exactly what Israel's judges we see were doing in verse 2. Because it says they were showing partiality toward the wicked. They were enabling wickedness rather than opposing it. And then because they were perverting the name of the Lord, they were also perverting justice. They were starting to allow the word of God, they were allowing His commandments to be altered to favor certain groups of powerful individuals. And they were eliminating the rights of those who were the weak and the needy. And they started to call good evil and evil good. But we need to remember as we look to God's word that morality and God's justice does not change. Morality does not change for a specific individual or its culture. And I think we see that a lot in our world today, right? We see how we keep wanting, we see this cultural push, this cultural shift to say how, well, morality, it's progressing. Christianity is progressing, but that is not the case. God's word is standing firm. It is objectively true. God's justice does not change, and we as His representatives must stand firm on that. And the people of Israel at this time, their judges, they were starting to waver, and they were starting to morph and mold God's justice in any way that they saw fit. So then we must be advocates for righteousness, as Micah 6:8 says, He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do or act justly. To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. This is the calling for all those who want to represent Christ in their lives, who call themselves to be a born-again Christian. You are called to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. And we do that by showing true, active compassion. We must have true, active compassion for those who are experiencing these great atrocities, these great injustices that we have listed prior. Because if we don't, we will continue to enable it as these judges have in the past. But verses 3 and 4 give us a great framework on how we can be truly active and compassionate. So verses 3 and 4, it says, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Then we see, deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. Do you see all these active verbs? This is a calling for the Christian that we must stand up for justice and that we must speak out against injustice. You cannot call yourself a Christian and be complacent on these issues. You cannot call yourself a Christian and be quiet on these great injustices. We as Christians must stand up and we must be good representatives for the Lord. Because in verses 6 and 7, we see that there's a great punishment for those who are unjust. Those who have been given the responsibility to represent God. And if they choose not to do it, it says that you, though you are given this great honor, this great responsibility to be called like God, it says you will die like men. So no matter what your status is, no matter how popular, no matter how powerful, no matter how rich you are, if you are someone that does not stand for justice, God says there will be a punishment coming. There will be a judgment for those who are unjust. So we then must go, therefore, and we must be advocates, as I said, for righteousness, for justice. And I understand as we look at the world, we look at the scope of everything that is going on, we can think of it as being almost overwhelming, right? To think, how am I going to solve every single person that's ever experienced one of these things? I can't free and save every single person that is being human trafficked or sex trafficked or experiencing slavery. I can't save every aborted baby. I mean, how am I supposed to do this? It almost becomes a daunting task, right? Well, we have to remember that our responsibility is obedience. And God's responsibility is outcome. And that is why we will go out, we will be obedient, we will fight the good fight, we will combat the injustices of this world, and then we will pray and we will plead to the Lord as Asaph does in verse 8. And we remember that God will bring justice to the earth. So if you're ever that person that you're seeing on the news, you see on social media, you see just all of the things that are happening, you're just like, it's just so horrible. I just wish that all of it would end. If you're asking that question, where is the justice? God promises us time and time again that justice is coming. God is the creator and he is the king of the universe. And God is going to come and he's going to restore the cosmic balance through the exercise of his divine judgment to all of the nations. Because God is omniscient. He is all-knowing and his verdict is final. God sees every single act that is happening on this earth. And he will ensure that every single person will get what is due to them. His judgment is perfect. He is perfectly just. And there will be no appeal. There will be no argument once the Lord comes and he sets things right. Because he promises that his kingdom is coming. One day Christ's kingdom will come. Heaven and earth will meet, and there will be perfect justice forever. That is what we should be aspiring to. That is why we cry out and we pray what Matthew 6:10 says, right? It says that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our goal as Christians. We want to continue to pursue the kingdom of heaven. We want to pray for the Lord to come and to bring justice to the earth, to make every single thing right, because in the kingdom of God, there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Everything is going to be made right. And that is the hope we have in Christ. So if you are someone that is hearing this call, and if you are someone that is going to take the challenge, you're going to be encouraged to combat against injustice. And if you ever feel the weight of the world and you start to maybe despair, remember that God is coming. He will bring justice. He will make things right. So the only thing left that we have to do then is ensure that we are on the winning side. So if you have not come to Christ, if you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, turn from your sin today. Turn from your sin and trust in the King who is going to make the world perfect. He died on the cross for your sins and he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death, so that if you would turn and if you would trust in him, you can obtain the kingdom of God. You will be born again. The Spirit of God will indwell you. And then you will then be a partaker of the just, perfect, holy, good kingdom of God. So So I pray that we all would hear this today, that we, as we recognize the world that is unjust, we would be good representatives promoting justice, and that we would look forward to the day where God will bring justice to the whole earth. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity to engage your word, and as we meditate on these words that were written so many years ago, and how we see this is an ongoing battle and something that we all are seeing today and we face, and that we all cry out the same prayer. Lord, come. Bring justice to this earth. Live out through us. Let us be good, just representatives. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.